Guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Thabrani, give you the top sports stories of the day. The rain was just unbelievable today evening, and I was extremely thankful that I got home safe and dry. I didn't carry my umbrella, so getting home not too wet was a really satisfying thing for me. Let's get on with the show then, shall we?
The top story of the day.
South Africa crushed England in the second test to level the test series. South Africa won by 340 runs at Nottingham. This is as good as an innings defeat. Yesterday I said that we would be in for an interesting day if England lost just 3 to 4 wickets today. But it took just under 4 hours for the entire side to get bowled out for just 133. What's more funnier is that earlier today, Moeen Ali said that England can win this test match. The other test match is right in the balance though, and Sri Lanka are currently 170 for 3 in the 4th innings. Sri Lanka need another 218 to win, and Zimbabwe needs 7 wickets to win. Zimbabwe's tail enders did much better than expected, and they ended up with 377. And the 10-run lead meant Sri Lanka required 388 to win. And so far, Sri Lanka have batted smart. It's going to be an interesting day fight tomorrow. Moving on to football, there's a few Premier League transfers that happened today. Everton have signed Cuco Martina on a 3-year contract. The free agent was signed from Southampton, and I remember him as the right back who scored that stunning goal against Arsenal in the Capital One Cup. Couple of stories involving Newcastle. First, Johan Gufran has signed for Turkish side Göztepe SK on a 2-year deal. His contract had expired, so this was another free transfer. Adam Armstrong has been loaned out to Bolton Wanderers for the first half of the season. West Brom have signed defender Ahmed Hegazi on loan from Al Ahly. The 26-year-old Egyptian centre-back has been signed on a season-long loan with the option to buy. Not a lot of other stuff to talk about on today's show, so I'll talk a bit about FPL, like I had promised on last week's show. I made my FPL team over the weekend, and I'll be honest, it was a struggle. The first draft always is, because there's so much to pick from. So the keepers I've gone for are Fraser Foster, 5 million, and Rob Elliott, which cost me 4 million. Southampton's first 11 game weeks are against relatively easier teams, and hence picking Foster was a no-brainer. So even if Elliott doesn't get game time, I'll still be sorted, at least that's what I'm hoping for. Going to the defence, I've got Wes Morgan, Victor Lindelof and Leighton Baines as my back three. I couldn't overlook Morgan at 4.5. Lindelof at 5.5 is a budget-friendly option to the defensively solid Manchester United. Baines at 6 million seems slightly overpriced, but then he's also really good going forward and is most probably going to be on penalties now that Lukaku is gone. And he's also been consistent with his points return over the years. My bench defenders are the 4 million duo of Angel Rangel and Liam Rosenier. I hope one of them at least nails down a starting spot so that I've got a fourth defender who's starting week in, week out. I don't really care about the fifth defender since that option hardly ever comes into play. Moving to the midfield, which I believe is the key to success because of the extra point they get over the striker when they score a goal, and also the clean sheet point which strikers don't get. So my midfield is Coutinho, Chadli, De Bruyne and Mkhitaryan, four playmakers from four clubs. Coutinho and De Bruyne did really well last season, so I'm not concerned about those two. Chadli was in top form last season whenever he played, but the problem is he was injured for most of the second half of the season, and that's where his form dropped when he returned. But then again, a playmaker at 6 million was very hard to overlook. Then there's Mkhitaryan, who I've partly picked just because of the value. He was 9.5 last season and has dropped to 8 this season. A player Mourinho still trusts despite his occasional defensive errors, but picking Mkhitaryan is a gamble I'm willing to take. My bench midfielder is Loftus-Cheek. who at 4.5 is another no-brainer. Surely he's got to be starting most of the games. Finally, coming to the forward line, I've got Lukaku, Rooney and Vardy. And I look at these three as gambles again. Lukaku can be wasteful in front of goal and he's got so many negative reviews after that awful first preseason game. But then again, that was just the first game for him, so I'll monitor him over the other preseason games. Rooney probably looks like he's the safest bet from my front three. He's got nothing to lose given how less he's played last season, and I'm sure he's raring to prove himself again. Koeman has also stressed Rooney's importance in the team, and at just 7.5, it's definitely worth a punt. Then there's Vardy, who I've purely picked on form after Ranieri got sacked. It was the Vardy who won Leicester won the league. But I'm also waiting to see which striker Chelsea sign, and that might really change things for my team. I've still got 2 mil in the bank, so that's also satisfying. I'm sure you must have noticed this, but in case you already haven't, I don't have any players from North London. Reason being, I'm unsure about Kolasinac starting over Monreal, given Monreal's pre-season form. Then Sanchez is also not fully committed to Arsenal at this point, and Wenger might choose to bet in Lacazette so that he may not start the first couple of games. For Tottenham is the collective dilemma of them playing at Wembley, a stadium they surprisingly struggled at when they played their Champions League games there, so I'm steering well clear of Tottenham players for now. That's all that's there for today. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow.